Council is not perfect. I can't say that it captures the every need and whim of every emergency physician, but it's pretty good. And it is, to me, a great basis for making sure that the college does work in a certain direction.
Welcome to the Built on Results podcast, a series of conversations about the issues, the advocacy, and the wins on behalf of emergency physicians. Dr. Henry Pitzel is an emergency physician at the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center in Chicago. He's also a member of the American College of Emergency Physicians Board of Directors. He wants every emergency physician to be heard on all policies that impact the specialty, adding the best way to do that is through the ASEP Council. This is Episode 16, The Emergency Physician's House.
So I think what's most amazing to me is that most people don't really know what ASEP Council is. I got to be honest, I did not really know what ASEP Council was until I started participating in state chapter leadership. So basically what the council is our representative body in ASEP that kind of directs the course of the college. And so when I say representative body, it's sort of like Congress. We have representatives that come from all the different state chapters. We have 53 chapters, and they all elect counselors to come every year and be their representatives to help direct the college. And depending on how many members there are in that chapter, that's how many representatives they get. It's very much like the House of Representatives. So Texas and California have a ton. Rhode Island has very few. And it varies all the way in between. And in addition to the state chapters, there are other bodies within emergency medicine that get to send counselors. The sections of ASEP, as well as a couple of other component bodies, the most important, the biggest of which is EMRA, sends a big delegation to council. And the people in council, what they do every year, every fall, it's like 2 days that happen right before scientific assembly, they meet and they discuss resolutions and they debate them and then they decide which ones to pass. And the resolutions that pass become the policy of the college. So the things that get passed in council are the things that we have to get done as the board of directors as policy. So it's pretty impressive to watch that happen because people take it very seriously. It's the direction the college is going to go into.
Why would you say it's important that we have a process by which members are the ones driving ASEP policy?
I mean, from a practical sense, we don't exist unless we represent the needs of our members. I mean, to be honest, nobody's going to pay dues unless they think their organization represents them. I wouldn't. And this is the direct way that we can represent what each member needs and what each member wants. So in addition to the fact that each state chapter and section and component body sends their counselors, and you know that we elect the counselors. I'm from Illinois, and we elect counselors every April, and we take that very seriously. We want to make sure that all the voices in Illinois are represented. We make sure that we have counselors from every part of the state, that we have counselors that come from every type of practice in emergency medicine, so academic, private, community, big group, small group. And so we make sure to have all of those voices represented in the counselors that we send to council. And so that becomes hugely important in making sure that we are doing the work that the members want us to do. And the other half of that is that the resolutions can be sent in by any member. So it's not just these component bodies that get to determine what resolutions get debated and passed. It's any member. Now, do many members who aren't in council send resolutions? They don't, because to be honest, not everybody knows about council. But it is a giant feature that we get to represent individual members as well as those component bodies, because anybody can bring forward their resolutions.
The ability of members to offer resolutions really does reinforce the notion that ASEP is a member-led organization.
Absolutely does. And that's one of the things that, that makes me feel tied to emergency medicine every time I go to council. Because we get to see individual members really speak with a very impassioned voice about the parts of emergency medicine that they care about. And emergency medicine is huge. and multifaceted. And to hear that there's somebody who cares, you know, unbelievably deeply about naloxone for opioid reversal, or scope of practice, or whatever the individual member or their component body feels the strongest about, really is lovely to be able to hear it in that level of care.
You said earlier there's a lot of energy in the room when the council meets. Can you help us imagine that?
The debates about the resolutions happen actually in two different segments, in a smaller room to start, which we call the reference committees, and then in the big room where all 400 people plus all of the staff plus all of the alternates are all in the room. And they're very different energies. The smaller room debates really get down into the weeds and the nitty gritty, and you can really see the depth of the preparedness that the people arguing for the resolution have, and the depth of feeling that the people have who might be arguing against it. And so those smaller rooms are more bare knuckles fist fights, and they are fantastic because, I guess some people don't like conflict, but I love to hear that conflict. I feel like that really lets us figure out what the best parts of those resolutions are and where some resolutions may have weak parts. And they're debated and they're wordsmithed in those smaller rooms. And then in the big room, the stakes are even higher. When you have 500-600 people in a giant ballroom listening to every argument, the stakes are huge. You really feel like you're arguing on behalf of all of emergency medicine. And so it is two different feelings, but I love hearing them both. And I feel like once the council finally votes and passes or votes down those resolutions, I feel like real progress has been made because of that intensity.
It sounds like an exciting process, even if you're just on the sidelines.
It is. I look forward to it every single year, for sure.
How do members get involved with the ACIP Council?
So there's lots of ways that they can get involved with this process. The first is that they can become counselors themselves. And the way they would do that is to reach out to their component body, their chapter, and everybody's got one. Or if they're part of a section of ACIP, then going through their section and trying to become a counselor or an alternate counselor. There's a lot of chapters that have lots and lots of alternate counselors, people that come as part of the delegation to learn the system, to see what's going on, and to see if they like it. So to be a decider is an amazing way to learn and to get involved in the council that way, to become a counselor or an alternate counselor through your component body. If there's an issue that an individual member wants to have brought in front of council, they can write that resolution themselves. Any member can write a resolution. Now, to have it really debated in council, they should be at council to present that resolution and to argue for it and debate it. We have multiple levels of debate. Even before getting into that first reference committee room, there's an asynchronous debate that happens online. And so to have whoever writes that resolution there at all three points to argue for the resolution is important. So yes, if they want a resolution, they do have to be there. If they don't want to be there, they can talk to their component body about raising that resolution, and the component body can take care of it if that body wants to take that on. And so there are lots of ways to get involved if somebody wants a resolution discussed at council. But honestly, most of them involve somebody being there to kind of shepherd that resolution through.
Do you feel like this process captures the majority will of the emergency physicians?
It's a great question, Robert. And not everybody will like my answer, but I feel like the answer is that, you know, the same as democracy. It's a terrible system. It's just the best one there is. Council is not perfect. I can't say that it captures the every need and whim of every emergency physician, but it's pretty good. And it is, to me, a great basis for making sure that the college does work in a certain direction. I think that the biggest issues do make their way to council and are debated appropriately. Do we get every single viewpoint? We don't. I have to say that a lot of council is made up by academic people. And most of our membership and most working emergency docs are not. And so that puts a certain bent on what comes out of council. And as the board, we understand that. And so we take counsel extremely seriously. We have no choice. We do what the counsel dictates. But we do understand that that the counsel doesn't necessarily represent every single viewpoint in emergency medicine. And we do try to assemble those viewpoints through other methods besides the counsel as well.
Is it the best process you've experienced as far as association governance is concerned?
Yes, no question. I think there's a couple of pieces that make it great. One of them is the fact that we the board, the leadership, has to go through and carry out what the council wants. But the other thing that I think is great is that there are a lot of points of access to council. I think that when somebody wants to bring something up, there are a lot of ways to get them there.
For members listening to this conversation right now, what's the call to action?
I mean, I want everybody to take a stand. Nobody comes to council and says, you know, that was boring. I just don't ever feel like coming back. That doesn't happen. It does not happen. Once you see how the sausage is made, to me, I feel like people just want to keep coming and coming back and getting involved. I feel like there is no greater recruiting item or feature than coming and seeing direct fingers on the pulse of leadership and being a part of that and realizing that there is no barrier between individual members and the leadership of the college. None. And so going there and being a part of it is hugely rousing. I think it is fantastic for the individual members, and it's fantastic for us. The more people that are interested in counsel, the more we hear the voices of emergency medicine, and the better we can do our jobs.
Every day from now until March 28th, we'll feature a different story about the work of ASEP and its chapters. We'll talk about advocacy wins and work still underway to make sure you can do your job. We kicked off the series on March 11th. You can listen to those conversations and read more about the ASEP Council by clicking the links in the show notes. There's also a website, asep.org/results. You've been listening to the Built on Results podcast, a production of the American College of Emergency Physicians. We're back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.